All right, I think I finally calmed down.
Calmed down from what?
From the excitement of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Really?
No. I'm totally joking. Woo! Woo! Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for April 30th, 2010. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, AJ Minotti. It's just us. What you gonna do?
Wookie, wiki.
yeah, we're recording this, like, super late in the morning because AJ's got school stuff, whatever. Whatever. Here we are. Let's do this thing. We got news.
Yep.
You know, I heard that there's something big with an Activision and a Bungie's today that we'll be sure to talk about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't write anything like that down.
Oh, never mind. Maybe I guess I must have made that up. Then we'll go into the quiz. We're going to do a little role playing today.
Woot!
Let's get a little frisky. Gonna have some fun.
Don't ever say that to me.
Then we'll talk about our weekend gaming and do the releases. That'll be the show. Get me started. Take me to New City.
New City. First stop, Activision Bungie.
You lied to me.
I lied, as I have from the beginning.
I lied.
Great. See, I'm just going to be silly. Okay. No one has any idea what's so funny to us. Bungie announced today that after 9 months of negotiations, they have inked a deal to create new IP, and it will be distributed solely by Activision. And it is a 10-year agreement. This is not Activision buying Bungie. Bungie is not part of Activision. They are a wholly independent studio. They own all their IP. And in truth, this is actually very similar to the relationship set up between Respawn Entertainment and EA. So, in a weird way, they're kind of really directly competing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, not great timing. I guess.
No.
Because, you know.
Because, of course, everyone's asking them, well, aren't you nervous? You know, I don't know if you heard about this Infinity Ward stuff. Like, no. We got this.
Doesn't this say to you, maybe, though, that all that Infinity Ward stuff, like, some of us kind of believed was a little blown out of proportion? Like, you think if there was, like, something real there that maybe Bungie wouldn't want to pursue Activision?
There's, like, 30-some current and former Infinity Ward employees suing.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I still say there's something on Infinity Ward's end that we do not know about yet. There had to be some reason that Activision seemed to willingly set themselves down a path of, you know, losing Infinity Ward. Anyways, why digress? This deal, you know, it'll work well for Bungie, I'm sure. I'm still kind of surprised that they would stop being with Microsoft in the first place. Microsoft was always very good to them. I don't quite see what the benefit for them to be multi-platform is. I mean,
it was always part of their 10-step manifesto for world domination.
Oh.
Yes. Number 4 or something like that was become part of huge creative conglomerate, and then number 9 was break away from evil creative conglomerate.
Doesn't the last one, like, involve a slingshot to the moon or something?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that one, but that's the only one left unchecked on the list, so, you know, I'm sure they're trying.
There you go. I just hope this isn't, like, a derivative sci-fi action shooter. Hope they, like, right now they're in a great place to try something new and exciting, because they're Bungie.
One would hope
so. So they better do that.
You said that very authoritatively. Like, if they don't, you're not going to give them any dessert.
Yes. No strawberry shortcake for you, Bungie. What's next?
Next. Well, I got a whole bunch of Halo stuff here. There are 14 Halo 2 fans who are still playing Halo 2 on the original Xbox on Live. Apparently, when the plug was pulled on Live, it wasn't so much pulled, it's just kind of the door was closed. But if you're still inside, you could still keep playing. So they have stubbornly left their Xboxes on and are still playing Halo 2 with each other. They keep losing people as, there's, like, you know, ISP hiccups and they get disconnected or the console overheats. But in theory, as long as they never turn off their internet connection or their Xbox, they will be able to play Halo 2 on Live indefinitely.
Good for them?
I guess.
I mean, if you like Halo 2, there's still that PC version of Halo 2, I'm sure, is workable, right?
It works perfectly fine.
It's funny because
I own a copy.
I never hear anyone say anything about that and all this news about Halo 2 Online going away. Like, this game could still be played online in a way.
Oh, yeah. But, perfectly fine.
Yeah.
With a mouse and keyboard, no less. Or a gamepad still, if you want.
Right, so, exactly. So that seems to be the aspect of this tragic story that's been left out, but whatever.
You have to install games for Windows Live and...
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
No. Anyway, maybe they'll play the Halo Reach beta, which is actually going on right now. The Friends and Family beta started today, or yesterday, whatever. It started on Thursday. I don't know where we are. Monday is when it will unlock for everyone who has Halo 3 ODST. I'm very excited. I really, really, really want to play this game.
Yeah, I could have gotten one if I wanted. An invite to the Friends and Family beta, but I didn't.
What the hell? Why didn't you give it to me?
I can't give it to you. We have like two of them to give out the Bitmob staff. I'm not going to take it if I'm not that into it.
Well, I entered Bitmob's giveaway contest. Did I win? I don't know.
Are you eligible as family of an employee?
Shh.
All right, good luck with that.
Okay. Okay, that's all my Halo news.
Thank God.
You're welcome. In other PC gaming news, Steam for Mac has a release date of May 12th, keeping perfectly in line with Halo, Valve time.
Jesus. This is better than the first time you did that.
Yeah, thanks. May 12th. They originally said April. No one believed them. Sure enough.
I don't believe you.
It's in closed beta now, and from the closed beta, we do know that Steam itself requires OS 10.5 or higher. It is Intel only, and the source games are running natively on OpenGL. They're not like
What's OpenGL?
It's a 3D API that is similar to Direct3D, which is part of DirectX, which was also a big player back in the earlier days of 3D PC gaming, along with Glide, which was the Voodoo proprietary 3D API. Glide kind of died when the Voodoo cards died out. Direct3D and OpenGL were in direct competition for a while. Direct3D kind of won out, but Microsoft makes that, so that couldn't be on the Macs, which is kind of why there hasn't really been a lot of Mac gaming. So now Valve has just made the Source Engine work on OpenGL so that they can cross-platform develop at the same time.
Interesting. You explained that much better the second time.
Thank you.
In case I know I can't tell yet. We did most of this show at least once so far today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose fault was that, Mike?
My bad. Let's keep going. Woo!
Okay. Yes, it was a rehearsal run. Yeah. So, in a totally not canned conversation, Capcom has issued a
new trailer. No. This is going to be good.
Okay. Capcom has issued a new trademark for something called Mega Man Universe. Which, of course, has everyone scrambling. Is this a Mega Man MMO, which I think is a terrible idea? Or is it maybe, like, the next generation of Mega Man games, where, like, we had Mega Man 6 to Mega Man X?
Right, this will be, like, the Mario 64 of Mega Man, finally.
You think it'll be, like, a Mario 64 of Mega Man, or will it be, like, a new Super Mario Bros. Wii of Mega Man? Kind of like the Maverick Hunter X remix,
I don't think this will be 3D. I think that they'll finally do, like, they'll try 3D again.
Again?
Yes. Like, not like Mega Man Legends. And I know everybody wants Mega Man Legends 3, but that's what I heard. As soon as I was tweeting about this, because I heard about it, I was like, oh man, maybe finally we'll get like that big Mega Man game. Like, Mega Man 9 has been fun. It was awesome, but like now I'm ready for like, new Mega Man. And so many people were like, I hope it better be Mega Man Legends 3 or I'm not interested. And, okay, help me out here. Mega Man Legends. Yeah. Let's teleport back in time, like the late 90s when Mega Man Legend came out. It's a PS1 game. Mm-hmm. It was received mildly, to say the least.
The voice acting was surprisingly decent.
Sure. It was neat. It was kind of okay.
Sure.
It was fine. It was a 7. It was the epitome of a 7. What happened with Mega Man Legend? When did Mega Man Legends become... like, this cult classic, like, where the hell is Mega Man Legends 3? I don't know.
I think it's a combination of two factors. One, I think the game is relatively hard to find now.
Okay.
I think it's kind of this vocal minority thing going on, where the people who liked it, and I understand why you would like it, that's fine, You know, they obviously are the ones who are still out there wanting Mega Man Legends 3. The people who didn't care have long since moved on. 15 years later, they are not thinking about Mega Man Legends anymore.
But, like, there's even, like, all these news stories all the time where it's like, you know, they're talking to the Mega Man guy. They're like, when's Mega Man Legends 3 happening? I'm like, what? This is what you're asking him? Would that be something they would ever do? Like, why? You guys are pretty lucky to get a Mega Man Legends 2. I'm just gonna say, I don't know. You know, I mean, they were fine. I mean, look, let's just say this. I didn't beat the game and it had the words Mega Man in it.
Well, what, did you beat all the weird Mega Man EX, Tanju, Zaken, whatever it was called? I don't know.
I beat a fair deal of them, but for the big 3D Mega Man. I mean, you know, my point is just that, you know, it was Mega Man Legends. I thought we had all agreed that, you know, there was a sort of a okay but underachieving game, but it's this big cult classic now. I don't know what happened.
I sort of say how people think Mega Man Universe is going to be Mega Man's Legend 3. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Mega Man Universe.
Yeah, that's another thing. So, you know, I don't want to hear these people when it's not Mega Man Legend 3 to be like, what the hell? It's not Mega Man Legend 3.
Do you think it could be an MMO?
I hope not. Because...
No? You want to make, like, your own robot master?
First off, it'll be like a Japanese MMO, which is terrible. So let's not do that. Yeah, no, that point. Doesn't make any sense. That I don't see that. Who knows, though? I don't think so. I think universe is a word that is sort of used as like a typical Japanese video game title thing, kind of like adventure, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't look into it as MMOE. I don't know. What's next?
You think maybe Frank West will show up in the game?
Why the hell not? He's in everything now.
Well, no, did you see like the official thing? Like
we want to put Seth Frank Killer West in more games. Why?
Apparently America loves him, Mike, because, you know, his name is Frank West.
I live in America, and I can attest to the fact that we think he's okay.
Hey, he's covered wars, you know.
Oh, my God.
Hey, he's going to be a Marvel vs. Capcom 3, we think.
Probably. If he's in it and Phoenix Wright is. Ugh. All right, what's next?
Microsoft has said that there will be no more Game Room game titles until further notice, which is kind of bad considering there hasn't been any new ones since the service launched last month.
Yeah, so much for that.
Yeah.
You know what I liked? I liked those Namco Museum collections. Those were awesome. They were in like that really weird, modern, futuristic museum thing. You walked around. It was very grandiose. It was very sterile and clean. You're kind of in there by yourself. It was almost sort of creepy. It's like you're walking around like this dune-like apocalyptic world, and you come across this one white glass building, and you walk inside, and it's like a goddamn Namco Museum. That's what it's like. That is the backstory for the Namco Museum collection.
Canon confirmed.
Right. It's like the only artifact to survive is old Namco arcade games.
God. No wonder we died off. We deserved it if that's the case.
All right, what's next? What's next?
So GameStop is very upset and disappointed.
You better not read this with a whole memo this time.
Yes, I do. I love this memo. Fine. It's my favorite
go
memo.
Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, so apparently someone who worked at GameStop had the audacity to take a photograph of the new window signage for the soon-to-be-released Black Wii console bundle. Shocking, I know. So after this had hit the internet, GameStop sent out a strongly worded letter to all of its stores. And here is that letter. As you know, there is a lot of rumor and speculation about various new products and titles launching this year. One of these is the Black Wii. Various blogs and internet sites are raising awareness about this product. GameStop stores and associates should not proliferate these rumors. Today, you received POP for your Windows regarding the Black Wii. Somehow, a picture of this appeared on the internet. It may seem cool to be in the know and feel compelled to share something like this. Nothing can be further from the truth. All activity like this does is hurt our reputation with publishers and manufacturers, and potentially hurts our company. Until Nintendo decides to announce their product, there should be no discussion of it with customers, period. If they ask, quote, it's not appropriate to comment on speculation and rumor, end quote, should be the answer. The POP should be secured in the back room and left there until further notice. Any violation of these will be treated with the most aggressive consequences. I believe strongly in the field organization, but I am disappointed as I have been in my tenure here in how we are handling this. I am trusting that your professionalism will result in no further issues. Dude, it's a bunch of teenagers working in the mall making minimum wage. Can you seriously expect, honestly expect, like, some 16-year-old kid to say it's not appropriate to comment on speculation and rumor with a straight face?
Really, Mega Man Legends?
Oh, shut up.
Really? I mean...
Damn it, Mike, I'm trying to educate you here.
I'm hungover this. It's something that has been bothering me for a while.
Just, here, save it for later, okay?
Okay, alright.
Now look, the Black Wii is not a surprise. We've had Black Wii remotes for 2 months, and the Black Wii's in like every other country in America.
Technically, the Black Wii was announced before the white one.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's dumb. Like, Nintendo shouldn't be sending these things out to the 16-year-old part-time workers before they announce them anyways, because it's going to get leaked. How many times are things leaked through these pictures of the sales and stuff?
Right.
It happened.
Well, apparently, the reason this even went out is Nintendo has threatened to pull all products from GameStop stores in retaliation.
Yeah, you try that, Nintendo.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Let's move on.
I just wanted to make sure. Square has said that technical issues are holding up Final Fantasy V and VI on the DS.
Oh, yeah, fucking right.
I think when they flipped that 3D Switch, it didn't work. Because, you know, it's not like they make the game from scratch.
Yeah, that's...
What makes no sense? Did the engine that you were using break? Did someone, like, did someone knock it off the shelf? And like, oh, crap, the engine!
Here's their technical problem, is that that Four Warriors of Light game hasn't come out yet, so they don't want to announce it. The only thing I can even think of that might remotely be a problem is for Final Fantasy VI... There's so much music in the game that maybe getting all of that remixed and then put on with the new graphics would be tough. I don't believe that, really.
No.
But, no, it's there's that's just dumb. It's just typical Japanese bullshit. No basis in reality.
Alright. How about some American bullshitting? The good kind. Monkey Island 2 Special Edition is going to include commentary by Ron Gilbert, Tim Schafer, and Dave Grossman.
He's gross, man. Yes, that's cool.
I'm super stoked for this.
Yes, I mean, I'm excited for my Monkey Islands already. They had me at Monkey Island. This is a nice little bonus. I still don't know. Is this going to work like those, like the sort of Valve games with the commentary?
I don't know. They didn't really say it. They just showed, like, a screenshot I saw had, like, little caricatures of the three of them in the bottom right corner of the screen, kind of like Mystery Science Theater 3000 style. And the top left was, like, a written out subtitle.
That's cool. I'm excited. Yeah. You think that'll be in only the remixed version of the game? Like, you can't switch back to the
Cody? I don't
know.
That always bothered me about the first special edition. It's like, I couldn't play with the old graphics, but with voices if I wanted to. I don't see why you couldn't do that.
Mm. Alright.
I guess we'll find out.
Right.
And the final thing I have, real quick, is the Penny Arcade guys are in the Times top 100 most influential people.
Hooray for them.
Yes.
Good job, them.
Yes.
Jerry Holkins... accepted my friend request. Isn't that nice?
Oh, I've been friends with him on Facebook for years.
Yeah, you're really cool.
We're super best friends.
Man, you are just awesome. Let's get to the quiz.
Okay.
All right, here's a quiz. First question. What studio's first game was called Operation Desert Storm?
I have a question.
Do whatever you want.
Oh, boy. That would be Bungie.
Correct. You are much better at this quiz the second time. Question two.
Watch me miss one of these now.
Yeah, Bungie was established in what year?
I believe the answer to that is 1981.
Correct.
Oh, man.
All right, these next... the next two you actually got before. What was the name of the third Marathon game?
Marathon Infinity.
Name the Real Times Tactics series that Bungie worked on.
Myth.
All right, Oni was first released in what year?
2001, the same year as Halo.
Yes, but it was released in January.
Yes.
True or false, it was a collector's edition of Halo 2.
True, because I own it.
Wow, AJ, a perfect score.
Yes!
That's much better than the 3 you got last time.
Oh, internet.
All right, let's do a little role-playing game.
Okay.
Yep, let's do it. I'm in the mood. Let's do it.
Again, oh man.
All right, hit me.
Oh, you're going first? Okay. You are Bungie.
Go.
And you just announced your big deal with Activision. Aren't you nervous, given, you know, all this Infinity Ward nonsense going on?
I'm not nervous at all. Look, I know that Activision is the big bad publisher right now. You know, they're evil and stuff. Look, we've been working out this deal for 9 years. It's incredibly
beneficial. 9 years?
Yes. We had a 10-step plan. Didn't you hear about it?
Oh.
No, but 9 months specifically on this deal. You know, look, it's incredibly beneficial for us. We can't, you know, they do not own this IP. We do. Look, they need us more than we need them. So they're not going to pull any funny business on us. And you know what? Maybe you heard about Modern Warfare 2. It sold pretty well. You know, these guys, they're pretty good at the whole marketing thing. As opposed to Halo marketing, which is terrible. you know, we only get these really crappy live action shorts.
Hey, I like your live action shorts.
I know, I'm joking. Bungie's joking. But you know, we're complete.
We too. We're kidding.
We're complete. No, we're ecstatic about this. Only good things will come. Lots of money.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations.
You are Ebert. Ebert. I am. Ebert only has the last name anymore.
Yes.
You are Ebert. Why shouldn't we care if games are art?
Look, you don't have to worry about it because. If you're having fun playing your games, that's fine. Keep having fun with it. I'm just trying to tell you that your medium has no authorial control, and it can't convey a message. And because of that, it can't be art. It shouldn't matter to you. You can still play games. You can have fun with it. I don't care. Go ahead. I mean, I'm not going to, because it just doesn't interest me. It doesn't have any artistic merit to me, so I don't see why I should waste my time. But, you know, I'm not saying you can't play games. I don't know what everyone's so upset about. It's just not going to be in a museum. But why should that matter? You can go have fun with it and, you know, have your little award shows and everything and just play your games. It's okay.
On behalf of gaming journalists everywhere, Ebert, I have to thank you. Yeah, because, you know, we've all been enjoying writing our games are art or our retorts to you as if we are all the guy who's, you know, who's going to answer this debate. Not me specifically, but...
Well, I'm glad you guys are having fun being wrong.
seriously, though, AJ, if I may speak to AJ, how sick are you of... I mean, I saw like a new one today.
May I get on my soapbox for a second?
Sure.
Cool. I actually, for my media law class, I had to write a research paper where I discussed attempts at regulation of video games by the government. And I actually stumbled upon something I think is kind of interesting. I was doing research into the history of government regulation on the film industry throughout the 20th century. And just like the game industry is going through now, there were all kinds of attempts to, you know, make it illegal for children to see, you know, rated films, and there were actually individual state rating boards that could approve or disapprove a film in that entire state. It was really messed up. The point when films got absolute freedom from all of that is when a panel of judges in the Supreme Court decided that films are art, and as such... are entitled to full protection by the First Amendment, such as freedom of speech and freedom of expression. Now, obviously, no one's going to say that a movie like, I don't know, like Anchorman is high art.
I don't believe
it. It's fun.
You.
I enjoy it. Nice. Or, you know, even something like Saw, it's not art. But I don't think anyone's going to tell you Citizen Kane or, you know, Saving Private Ryan isn't art. You know, it's a wide medium. Just like, you know, I can make a shitty drawing. It's not necessarily art. It's just a drawing.
But it is when I do it.
Yes. Here's my point. If video games receive that formal recognition as art and then get the legal recognition as art, all these bullshit lawsuits and laws and bills that are wasting everyone's time and money go away. You don't have the state of California at the Supreme Court right now to discuss their bill that's going to get overturned as unconstitutional because the exact same thing happened in Louisiana, Oklahoma, Utah, and Indiana, and Michigan. It's just like wasting everyone's time, and it's not the biggest headache for the industry, I guess, because really the ESA has kind of been the ones fielding this. I don't really see this impacting studios. But still, I mean, in Louisiana, taxpayers had to pay the $91,000 court fees for the ESA after they won. So... you don't have to think games are art because they're artistic or they have this great meaning or they should be hanging up next to the Mona Lisa. But they should be art in the same reason films are art, for the constitutional rights. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now.
Mega Man Legends?
Oh, good lord.
I mean, you know, it was okay. It'd be like, it would be like if I said, you know, where the hell is Donkey Kong 64 2? Like, you know, where the hell's that game? That was a great one. It's okay. I don't need another one, you know. I don't know. All right, you are Hideo Kojima.
Oh, no.
You claim that ads are in your game because you are always looking to surprise gamers. How will this surprise gamers?
How will it not surprise gamers? I mean, imagine this. You're crawling through the jungles of some, wherever this game's set, I don't even know. It's in the 70s.
Hideo.
You know, it's in, like, the late 1970s. You're crawling around, middle of nowhere, and bag of Doritos. And who knew? Eating it gives you your health back. I mean, how's that not surprising? Or, you know, like, Solid Snake's out there, you know, he's in his camo, he's climbing around, and, you know, he needs to cool off, so he takes off the camo, and he's wearing an Axe t-shirt! That didn't come out till turn of the century! How's it in the 70s? I don't know! Surprise!
Are these good surprises, Hideo?
Well, they're surprising surprises. The best kind of prize is a surprise.
Okay.
I'm just giving you what you want. To be delighted.
Hideo, how do you feel about Mega Man Legends?
I thought it was surprising. Mega Man didn't have his helmet on. Where's his helmet? I don't know. He has hair. Surprise!
I thought it was surprising. Man, I hope Hideo and Peter Molyneux do that team up. Oh my god, they would have like a secret lair together. They had like an invisible flying car that they would fly around in.
God.
Oh man. Alright. Okay. Quick! To Famitsu.
Famitsu, which is in the game, surprise! Yeah. And not only that, you can read the 40 out of 40 review we received in Famitsu by reading it in the virtual copy of Famitsu that's in the game.
Oh man. All right.
How meta is that?
What's my role?
You are Steve Jobs.
Uh-oh.
You wrote a very sternly
worded
letter.
I wish I was Steve Jobs.
I know, right? You could be seeing Toy Story 3 right now. I think they finished it today.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, you wrote a very strongly worded open letter about why you will never allow Flash on the iPad and iPod and iPhone and everything. You know, are you sure that you're really just worried about, you know, consumers having a good experience and this isn't you wanting 30 cents every time someone buys a watermelon in Farmville?
Look, Flash, you know, it's fine, but it's not designed for portable platforms, especially touchscreen ones. It's designed for a computer and a mouse. So much in Flash's rollover, there's no way you can really do that with a touchscreen. You know, and, you know, the platform is not as open as they make it out to be. There's a lot of cheap stuff done with Flash that would kind of belittle our apps and stuff. And I know everyone thinks, like, oh no, we're worried about the sales of our apps. Look, 10 years from now, you will all be very happy that we pushed apps and not cheap Flash games. Just trust me.
But you have apps that are popping bubble wrap. How's that any better?
Because bubble wrap is sweet.
I can't argue with that.
Bubble wrap is awesome, man. I've made my fortune on bubble wrap.
I can just imagine Steve Jobs in his living room with just mountains of bubble wrap going, ha!
Yes! He, like, does body slams on them.
His home is just a made-up bubble wrap.
Right, all right. Here's your last one.
Oh, man.
You are Team Ninja. Reassure me that Metroid Other M is going to be awesome.
Okay. Well, it's going to be very awesome.
How awesome, though? Why will it be awesome?
So awesome. Look, we have an incredible history of making amazing games. And everyone loves Metroid. And you saw the Penny Arcade comic. They're excited, so you should be excited, too. Here's the bottom line. You know, obviously, people have wanted a classic Metroid game. You play the game like you're holding an NES controller. I mean, how much more classic is that? But, you know, if you want to play, jump to the first-person shooter stuff that those guys in the West did, you just flip the controller around, turn it into a Wiimote, like you're morphing it, and now, you know, you got this whole way of playing the game. Just the way that Samus morphs into a morph ball. We are bringing that experience into your hands. I mean, amazing, right? And here's the other thing, too. We have a phenomenal writing staff. We do a great job of finding excellent vocal talent. And we really look forward to expanding the Metroid mythos with our incredible cutscenes that are really, really going to tell, I think, a fantastic story in a franchise known for its overt and wonderful storytelling. And, you know, we can't really wait to expand the breadth of Samus's character in what is sure to be a phenomenal experience, completely devoid of camera or control issues.
Yeah, I always love it when developers, they just say, "Ah, oh, fuck the Wiimote, just turn on its Silic and NES controller."
Seriously, is that not how...
You're tilting
Super
Ninja!
Super Mario Brothers Wii did it, fucking Monster Hunter Tri shipped with a PS2 controller.
Wait, Team Ninja. How do you feel about Mega Man Legends?
Mega Man Legends had amazing voice acting, incredible cutscenes, and I thought it just really pushed things forward in a very bountiful way.
All right, thanks, Team Ninja.
You're welcome.
All right. Look, that wasn't so painful, was it? We're caught up to where we were when we dropped it last time, and it was just as good as the first time, actually.
Oh, we're only a minute and a half short of where we were, too.
See, that was fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Mega Man...
I got my soapbox moment in there.
All right, Mega Man 64. Okay, that was the...
Wait, Mike, I'm sorry, I did come up... I want to give you one more roleplay before we move on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, ready?
Yeah.
You are the world's biggest Mega Man Legends fan.
No.
What does the trademark announcement of Mega Man Universe mean to you?
It better be Mega Man Legends 3, because Mega Man Legends was awesome, and it was like, oh man, I just love the way that, like, Mega Man didn't wear a helmet. I love that. I love the way that Mega Man could kick a can in that beginning part.
That's right. I forgot about that. Oh, that sucked.
I love the way that it was kind of like a Zelda game, but like with a never-ending, aimless dungeon. I just swam in its mediocrity. I loved it.
That's a box quote right there.
I swam in its mediocrity. Look, Mega Man 64, which is there's now 64 port Mega Man Legends, got a 59. That's above average.
True.
It is an above average game.
Are we talking about like the real world scale or the gaming media scale where 7 is average?
No. That is so old. Come on. We're bringing back the 10-point system.
Oh, yes.
And Mega Man Legends 2 was a 76, so it only gets better. So Mega Man Legends 3 is going to blow us all away.
Well, hang on. Let's see. You went up by what? 18?
Yes. So we'll be in the 90s.
Yeah, jeez.
Best game ever, confirmed.
Mega Man Legends 4 is going to be amazing.
I'm going to get so much shit for
this. It's going to be that French magazine's going to have to review it.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
ones who gave Uncharted 2 a 21 out of 20.
Famitsu? 41 out of 40.
In-game Famitsu's in the game.
I love that. If it was any other review that French magazine gave a 21 out of 22, if it wasn't Uncharted 2, I probably would have been mad. Because it was Uncharted 2, I thought it was hilarious.
You agreed.
Right.
You were like, yeah, it's about what I would have given it. Why so low, though?
Look, okay, Mega Man Legends was interesting, but seriously, the way to tackle a 3D Mega Man game is you have to look at Ratchet and Clank as your template.
Oh?
Because, look, the 2D Mega Man games, that it was unique because it was a combination of... There's two kind of platformers, or two kind of side scores, I mean, on the NES. There were platforming games and sort of action games. So there was Mario, and there was Contra. Mega Man was unique because it kind of combined those two things. And Ratchet and Clank is very much the sort of modern equivalent of that, of combining a shooter and a platformer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Right, so I just think that would be a good starting point for a 3D Mega Man game. I don't know.
That's really, really a good point, actually.
Thank you.
I always wanted the first-person Mega Man game using the Metroid Prime engine.
I kind of felt like that, too, for a while.
Yeah, but I kind of like your idea now.
Thank you. I am really cool. All right. Let's talk about our week in gaming.
Yes.
I started playing...
Hey, wait, are you still recording?
I'm recording.
Oh, good. Just checking.
Don't worry. I started God of War 3.
Oh, how's that for you?
I really like... You know, I want to hate God of War sometimes for some reason. It's because it is kind of stupid, you know? And, you know, it's very, I'm,
it's, yeah, it's very
I'm furious. I'm so mad. But it is kind of cool, too. It is. I wish it wasn't. But it's so neat. It's over the top, and it's fun, and the action is
so
good,
big.
And everything's so big and ridiculous. I don't, it's got some great boss fights, too, and I don't know. I really am digging it, I have to say. I'm sorry to say sometimes. I don't know why I am, but
hey, don't
I don't know
bad.
Why I'm sorry.
You like it.
Yeah, you know, I just, it's weird, because like, it, but after this will come out, I'll kind of be back to like God of War. Pff. Remind me now that I like God of War. Take this moment to remind me in the future that I like God of War, because I always forget unless I'm playing it.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, it's like you kind of want to hate God of War. You do, but it's fun. I it's not as stupid as God of War 2. Maybe it's just because I'm ready for it. I kind of miss God of War 1 though, where it was, you know, there was one god in it that you had to kill, and it was a big deal when you killed him. And you know, most of your bosses were just kind of monsters that weren't necessarily very specific like people. Like God of War 2 was silly because you're just running into all these famous people. God of War 3 is at least not as bad, since you know that the whole point is to kill gods anyways. You're expecting
right.
it. But no, I mean, I've been really enjoying it. Yay for God of War 3.
Yay.
We play Super Street Fighter 2. 4. 4.
4.
Yes.
4, yes.
It has new characters.
It's really good, actually.
Yeah.
I totally love it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Man, but why is the Indestructible song gone?
I know! I have two issues with the game. And they're both auditory. The omission of that song and the new announcer is not as good. He's okay, but not as good as the last
right.
one.
Right. But I mean, I love that the menu, you know. I can feel it coming over me. I feel it
all around me.
I kind of feel like they felt like that was stupid and maybe some people didn't like it and they were vocal about that, but I loved it. It'd be like the equivalent of.
Awesome.
It would have been like if they released Marvel vs. Capcom 2, you know, when they released that and they got rid of the I Can Take You for a Ride song.
Yeah.
And they totally embraced it for that because the name of the teaser website was like the initials for I'm going to take you for a ride. I don't know. I'm sad. A little sad.
Hmm.
Besides that, it was great.
Yeah, like, I think the new characters are great. I like, I really like Juri, actually. The purple chick that they've been showing a lot. And Hakan, the guy who covers himself in olive oil.
I like the two original characters.
Yes.
What a.
I also really like Cody and Guy.
Yeah, I do like that.
Quite
I like
bit,
that
actually.
They. Like I love the way when when he picks up he can pick up a knife and throw it, and it looks exactly like if you threw a knife in Final Fight.
No, that's Cody.
Is that Cody? I'm sorry, I get it mixed up.
Actually, did you read? Oh, no, I guess not. I read Cody's backstory in the instruction manuals. It's hilarious. Apparently, after saving the city at the end of Final Fight, and like everything was peaceful, he got really bored, so he just started going on a crime spree for fun.
Oh, nice.
Then when he got arrested, he found out that prison was even more boring, so he just broke out. That's why he's so bored all the time.
I'm bored. That's an interesting backstory. An interesting motivation for a character.
Yeah, he's just really bored.
I assume that there was some sort of really like heroic reason he was in jail, like he was falsely accused of something.
No, went on a crime spree because he was bored.
All right, then. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, the person they were saving in Final Fight was Guy's girlfriend, right? Cody's just Guy's friend.
Yeah, I think so.
Where's Mayor... whatever his name was.
Oh, Mike Hagar?
Yeah. What the heck?
No, you were saving his daughter. Oh, wait, I think his daughter was Guy's girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah. Remember that cutscene? You son of a... What have you done with my daughter? Like, oh, he almost said bitch.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we digress. Also, what's great in this game is they've added a second ultra combo for every character. So when you pick the character, you pick one of the two ultra combos to take into the battle.
Much like Street Fighter 3, or at least one of the Street Fighter 3s. Maybe only Third Strike did that, I don't know.
Right. Some of them, though, like, there's a couple characters, like, I know Juri's one of them, who, like, one of their ultras is just, like, they're powered up. I always feel like that was such an uncreative way to give someone an ultra combo.
Right. I feel like you have to maybe push something. I don't know how it works.
But... I don't know, I couldn't figure it out.
But no, I told you that this would be worth it. You were so anti this when first was announced. I was like, it'll be fine.
One thing too is they've improved the online experience a bit from what I played at least, but it still does that really stupid thing where you hit quick match and it says looking for game and it says joining game, but for whatever reason that connection fails and it's like, we couldn't join. Do you want to find another game? It's like, yes. Like, I just want to hit the button that says keep trying until I'm playing the game.
Blaze Blue does that, which
I know.
Why I love it.
I'm jealous.
I love that. Anything else?
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff. Split second demo came out this week.
Is it the E3 demo? I mean,
no,
the PAX demo.
PAX demo. No, it's not. It's a different track too, which made me really happy.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. It's the airport level.
But AJ, the demo's not long as Blur's demo.
Yeah, that was stupid. Taika on Penny Arcade, like, he said something on Twitter about, like, not liking Split Second. I was like, oh, well, that's weird. And then, like, I'm reading his news post, and basically it's because, like, the demo is not as extensive. I'm like, dude, it's the demo, and that's not really a demo for Blur. It's a beta that they just opened up. Yeah, it has a lot of tracks. It was a beta.
Mm.
I mean, bottom line is I'm getting both of these games. I'm super stoked for them. But, I mean, I already talked about a lot of this in our PAX episode, but one thing I'm noticing that I'm playing this game at home and I could hear it, the music is actually really good in this game.
Hmm.
It sounds like an action movie soundtrack.
Hmm.
Like, it starts off just kind of like with some, like more electronic instruments and just kind of a drum beat going. But as it ramps up and you get closer to the end of the race and shit's just blowing up everywhere, the music gets really intense. Like, it does a really nice build-up. Also, one thing I didn't really do much at PAX I'm finding in this one is the shortcuts you can activate with your power plays that are just... I didn't even know those were there. So that's really cool to find stuff like that. It's really good. It's so pretty, too. I love that game.
I played Torchlight.
You played who?
Torchlight. Finally getting into that.
Oh! Finally,
yeah, I made the barbarian equivalent. His name is Mr. Upset, and his dog is called Also Angry.
So I see you're role playing that shit.
Yes, exactly. I'm taking it very seriously, but I've been having a lot of fun with it. Actually, it's pretty much Diablo 2, which
like I said, it's funny because there've been a lot of Diablo 2 games. This one's the first one that's been really good, I think.
Well, maybe because this one, even more so than the other ones, is exactly like Diablo 2, almost. Well, like
you know, so that town music sounds exactly like
yes,
Tristan.
Exactly. There's this, I don't know, I like it, because it's like Diablo 2, and that game makes me happy.
I played a game called Beat Hazard. Do you know what this is?
Nope.
It was just released on Steam, but apparently it's been an Xbox indie game since September, and I somehow missed it. It's a twin-stick shooter that you feed your own music into it, and the music generates the level. But the more intense your music is, the more powered up your weapons get. So it's interesting, because like if you play like a really high-energy song, obviously it's actually easier. But the game gets interesting if you pick a song that, let's say, has a quiet moment in the middle, because for that part of the stage, your weapons become underpowered, and you have to kind of survive.
Hmm.
It's really good, actually. I really like it. I think it's like $10 on Steam, but it's $5 on the Xbox. I ended up getting the Xbox version because, you know, it's a twin-stick shooter, and that has two sticks.
Right.
I also finally, after 4 months, have played Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, right.
And I played the new DLC, The Passing. And
you
I
told
say,
me who dies, and I am not happy. I won't
I know,
say who
I won't
it is.
Spoil it here.
Not happy.
But, oh, God, it's great. It's good.
Isn't it just... I mean, I imagine it's just Left 4 Dead.
No, but here's the thing.
Oh, don't tell me no.
Well, let me pitch you on it a little bit here. In addition to, like, the special infected, there's more of them, I guess. There's a couple new types. There's these things called spitters, which are kind of like boomers, but they're a little more agile. Are they spitters?
Let's not bore everyone too much with this totally relevant Left 4 Dead 2 talk.
Yeah,
about
I know.
What it is.
But they also have these things called chargers that I really like. They just kind of, they're smaller looking tanks that just run at you, and if they hit you, they just grab you and just pick you up and continually slam you into the ground until someone shoots it. Then right. There's the jockey who just kind of jumps in your back and drags you around, and you can't really control yourself. But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You know, like all of the Left 4 Dead episodes end with some kind of really big chaotic thing at the end?
Right.
This one had a really cool thing. It's actually a multiplayer mode that's from the game that they turned into a single player portion, where you have to find gas cans to fill up a generator, and every time you get gas cans, like, it alerts more zombies. And I was just playing with a pickup group when I played it, and oh my god, we had a friggin' blast. It was so great. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I really like Left 4 Dead 1. It's hard to quantify it. This one feels better. It really does.
If you say so, I don't know.
The night I was playing it, too, I was going to tell you, and Chris, it was on sale for $20, but the sale ended by the time I was done playing the game.
I'm not buying Left 4 Dead 2, so.
I know.
Don't worry about it. All right. Anything else?
Hang on, I'm not done.
Oh, my God. I thought you had finals this week. You can't beat all these other games. You always whine about it. You're always playing this new
stuff.
Well,
no, I was in this weird limbo the last 2 days where I was in group projects, and neither of my groups had gotten their assignments to me yet, so I couldn't do anything, but, like, I got it all today. So that's the situation I'm in now. Wait, what was I going to talk about? There's now I'm arguing with you. I forgot the hell other game I was going to mention.
Good.
It was a good one.
I bet it was awesome.
Hang on.
Oh, come on.
Come to me. Fuck. I forget what it is. Okay, well, we'll move on. If I think of it, I'll go back to it.
All right, then. Why don't you tell me what games came out?
Okay. Oh, I remember what it is now.
Oh, great.
Super Mario Crossover.
Oh, it's fun. That's neat.
Yeah, it's a Flash game, but it lets you play through Mario with, like, Zelda or Link and the guy from Contra and Simon Belmont.
And Mega Man.
Mega Man, and there's another one. Samus.
Does it actually have all of Mario in it?
I found the warp zone in the second level and went to World 4, so right. I think so.
I mean, it's funny playing with Mega Man. Samus doesn't quite work as well. Samus is too tall for these small enemies. But it's great because they all play like they do.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
It's fun. Everyone should try it. All right, now you ready?
Yes.
All right. What came out?
Okay. All right, we wear 5 arcade gems. I don't know what they are. And Brain Drain. DSi has Ferrari GT Evolution. Dodo Go. System Flaw Recruit. Don't Feed the Animals. Puffins, Let's Roll, and Scrabble Slam, which I guess is supposed to be okay, actually. Virtual Console has the King of Fighters 95 for the Neo Geo.
Okay.
Then on Xbox Live Arcade, Tecmo Bowl Throwback is out. Games on Demand has Far Cry 2, Kane and Lynch, and Shrek the Third. let's see, PSN, which this is the last PSN Thursday. There will now be a Tuesday release. I guess I'm obligated to now save them before the Xbox ones.
Yeah.
Let's see, PS3 games. Record of Agarest War, which is a tactical RPG. If you buy the special edition in stores, you get one of those mouse pads where the girl's tits are like the wrist rest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And Kick-Ass. I didn't even know there was a game for that.
Yes, there is.
Okay. PSP has FIFA World Cup and FIFA World Cup French. You know, for those who parlez-vous français. PSP Minis, Normal Tanks, Reef Aquarium, Carjack Streets, Pile Up Bakery, which is PSP only, Pinball Duel, which is PSP only, and Music Quiz, which is PSP only. That's weird. I don't know why they're PSP only. Anyway, we actually have an actual PS1 classic, and that is Star Wars Dark Forces, the Star Wars first-person shooter that would later become the Jedi Knight series. Good Old Games has Master of Magic and Blood 2, The Chosen.
Hmm. You ready for retail releases?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Super Street Fighter 4, 360 and PS3.
Yay!
Splinter Cell Conviction for the PC, which got a 6.5 for the PC version on GameStop. From GameSpot.
Really?
Presumably just because of, you know, we hate Ubisoft's DRM.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they didn't give the console that low score. 2010 FIFA World Cup South Africa for 360 and PS3. Nier. Is that how you say that?
What is this game?
It's another like action game. I think it's kind of like those Devil May Cry.
Big in Japan.
Yeah. PS3, 360. Dead Rights Retribution, Xbox 360.
You get a dog in that game.
Like you're saying, the record of the Argerist War, PS3, 360. The Whispered World, PC, Harvest Moon, Hero of Leaf Valley, PSP. A lot of first. Dead Rights Retribution also on PS3. And the FIFA Cup games also on PSP and Wii. Alright, that's it.
Good.
Alright then. Guess
we are good.
See, I don't know. Alright everyone, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us on explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or at squadronofshame.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel.
Holy crap, you want to know why this game got such a low score?
What?
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell is?
What?
No voice or text chat in co-op play.
Ooh. That would hurt.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess you just run Skype or something. Alright. Alright, that does it for us. Be sure to go kind on me when you yell at me about Mega Man Legends on Twitter, as I'm sure many will.
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. Alright, thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time. Have a good week.
Bye.